Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Spotify, the global music streaming app and now podcast platform, may be looking to buy the website and podcast network The Ringer. Last year, Spotify bought three podcasting companies, Gimlet Media, Anchor FM, and Parcast. So what can we read into these tea leaves? Let's ask Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode, a columnist for The New York Times. And Kara, neither company has publicly said anything about this. So how likely is this acquisition?
Well, it depends. It just Spotify's on the lookout for podcasts, an important podcasting company, and Bill Simmons, what he's assembled there is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What they want to try to do is get people listening more on the service and differentiate themselves from, say, Apple or other services.
Well, you mentioned Bill Simmons. Let's listen to a little of The Ringer. It's the sports and pop culture startup founded by the guy many of us can say we knew back when he was the Boston sports guy, an outspoken blogger, recruited by ESPN. He wrote popular columns. And then his own startup, The Ringer. Let's listen to a little.
Adam Sandler, Kevin Garnett here. I don't know who I'm more excited to talk about. What do you guys have in common?
Basketball.
You guys have been spending a lot of time together.
Basketball. We love talking hoops. We love talking film. We both share that.
Today's episode of the Ryan Russillo Show on the Ringer Podcast Network is brought to you by State Farm. Just like basketball, the game of life is unpredictable.
Okay, Mallory Rubin is here. Special guest Mina Kimes is here. We didn't plan anything out. We're just going to talk about round two, round
Wonderful.
One, round three.
So, Kara Swisher, you know, for people who are not accustomed to podcasts, they may be saying, well, that just sounds like talk radio. So let's talk about why Spotify might be interested in podcasts. Last year, they bought three major companies. And we saw articles recently saying, well, podcasts may be flagging. What is the state of podcasts and why would Spotify want them?
Well, the big ones aren't flagging at all. I mean, I have a podcast that's just growing, and in terms of revenue,
yes, you
it's the
do.
Same thing. Yeah. So, sure, some of them are flagging. There's probably too many of them, but the ones that are super popular are doing really well, and people like to listen to podcasts. And it's not unlike talk radio. It's the same thing in a lot of ways, except it's over podcasts. So what you have to think about is people like to use these things because radio, you know, is unbearable to listen to because of ads. And these are sort of interesting ads that are often read by the hosts. And they're much easier to consume. And so it's not unusual that people would continue previous behaviors. And he has created, Bill, and among others, Joe Rogan, there's a whole bunch of people who have created really compelling offerings on podcasts.
Yeah, talk about how this works. You mentioned ads. Most podcasts do make their money selling ad space. And the firm Edison Research estimates that about 90 million people in the U.S. listen to a podcast every month. That's three times as many than a decade ago. But, you know, we're also seeing Peter Kafka write that podcasts are expected to generate around $860 million this year, that ad revenue you spoke of. But the rest of the digital world is $197 billion, you know, in revenue. So obviously, there's faith that podcasts are going to continue to grow.
Yeah, I think it's a great place for marketers to try to find some differentiation, and especially when people really have relationships with these podcasters, and Bill is one of those.
Yeah.
I have better relationships with my listeners on podcasts than I do in writing. It's really interesting. It's a really close relationship you have, and, you know, marketers really like it. You know, it's not going to go up and to the right all the time, but it's still an important area of growth, and so it would make sense for something like Spotify to try to differentiate themselves by buying the best in the business, which included Gimlet and some others.
Well, the dominant player now in podcasting is Apple. Because they have an app built right into their system, do we have a war of revenue heating up?
No, there's going to be – Apple doesn't have that many original – I don't think they have any original podcasts. I think they host them. They host mine. They host Bill's. They host everybody else's. That's different. And they may get into original programming. Who knows? They have done it in TV, you know, recently with The Morning Show and other things. But right now, it's sort of a mix between things like Luminary, which are subscription services for podcasts, which was started by a former HBO executive who knows that business really well. And then there's the ad revenue-based podcasts, of which most of them are. And it's just a question of the big getting bigger. Maybe there's too many of them. It's sort of like the beginning of the web. There were lots of websites, and then some really rose to the top.
Yeah, back to Bill Simmons, who, again, you know, a lot of people knew him back when he was sort of a pugnacious blogger. And then all this. How much might Ringer sell for? Can you guesstimate?
I have no idea. Allegedly, they have $15 million in revenue, which seems about right. But, you know, he's had his ups and downs. He went to ESPN. It didn't work out quite right. And now he's built this.
He had some suspensions. He had some tweets that people didn't like, columns people didn't like, his executives didn't like. But that's the difference, though, with running a podcast. You do what you want.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's really great. You can have on who you want. You can create whatever you want. It's a very creative area right now. And you'll have everything, the gamut from like a Joe Rogan to a very serious podcast. And of course, The Daily from The New York Times is enormously popular and also very lucrative for The New York Times.
Well, I just feel the need to say we have podcasts too.
So, yep, we do.
Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And we also should mention that Vox Media, which owns Recode, has a commercial relationship with The Ringer.